Today's special edition of the program, the Michigan No Fault Reality Tour, brought to you by the Michigan Auto Insurance Promise. Digging deeper into the changes of No Fault is what we've been doing here and trying to get the real stories of those affected most. My next guest has been a frequent contributor to the program. We've talked about this for years now. John Kornack is the CEO at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, world-renowned rehab center for severe injuries to the brain and spine. John, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me, Steve.
You're also the president of the Coalition to Protect Auto No Fault, and you find yourself in the position of fighting back now because the governor signed the changes to no-fault insurance in June of this year. We now know we had Stephen Sinus on the program here a little bit earlier talking about the lawsuit filed, hoping to declare good parts of that law unconstitutional. How hopeful are you?
I'm pretty hopeful, Steve. I mean, when we talk, you and I get together, we discuss, how do we move forward in life? And
sure.
Part of it is this is just a shot to us, and we just have to regroup, put together our plan of action, and go after it with a lawsuit. We're just sorry we have to go this way with it. They're trying to pick the winners and the losers, and the winners in this case are the ultra-rich, and the losers are those centers that care for folks. So, it's just... It was so dramatic and so arbitrary, the rate setting as far as a business is concerned. It just means that we can't operate under those conditions, and just anti-business. We want to make sure that when we step out and we're trying to help folks, we're doing it for all the right reasons. So, it's kind of a forced issue. We would have preferred just to sit at a table and talk and negotiate, but... we got to go this direction.
Well, you seem surprised.
We'll do it.
I mean, when we went through this process and this happened... I think a lot of the folks on your side of the table were surprised, shocked at the way this played out and the fact that it was signed in the middle of the night and nobody had a chance to really look it over. And you were just, the process, you didn't like it a bit.
Oh, yeah, the process was terrible, especially the folks with the individuals with real traumatic injuries. They just never had a voice and they never had a chance at the table. The bill came out at like 1:30 in the morning. I was up there at the Capitol, and we were all concerned about it. We had heard they're going to try to throw something through and push it through. And so 130 pages came out. No one read it. The arm twisting happened, and, later that morning they signed it and got it through. And then she signed it, of course, on Mackinac Island. So the push was in the middle of night. It was the wrong thing to do. And that's the last thing we want our legislators to do is not, we all talk about transparency, but transparency doesn't normally happen at midnight. It usually happens in the light of the day.
I would say that's exactly right. All right. So where do we go from here? You're looking for relief, obviously, from the courts with the Sinus Dramus law firm leading the push on this lawsuit. But in the conversation with him, that could take a long period of time. Your employees and the way that this is structured, the Eisenhower Center may not be the Eisenhower Center the way we know it today a year from now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, some of these changes will happen right away. I mean, they pushed back one portion of the lawsuit already, but that's just really kicking the can down the road for a year. It's gonna happen to the next little girl or the next little Amish person or the next hockey player or the next it's just kicking it down the can down the road. What we have to do is we had to sit down and try to put fee schedules together and limitations on the no-fault law that made sense to all sides of this, the injured person, the providers, the hospitals, and the insurance industry. We chose not to go that direction. Both our legislative body and our governor, and so now we got to try to work it through the other way, which is through the court system, which is not the most efficient way of doing it.
So no, it's not.
A year
efficient.
From now, 2 years from now, Eisenhower will look entirely different,
unless something dramatic can happen in the interim. Because you're right about people looking at this now saying, "Wait a second, we thought we were going to save a ton of money. That doesn't seem to be the case when it comes to insurance." But we did lose access to this catastrophic care fund. I mean, it's been pushed back for a year because the governor retreated when she learned about the 3-year-old Amora in Detroit that had been hit by a car as a pedestrian was the little girl. Let's be honest. That was going to look terrible in a campaign commercial against her. She knew that. But at some point, the law is going to take full effect unless something is done to stop it. And I don't think people are getting out of it what they anticipated.
They aren't. I mean, these rates are supposed to go down. They've already gone up. What they've done is it's almost like a sale where a company increases their rates, and then they say, you know what, 12 months from now, we're going to give you the sale of a lifetime. So they're increasing the rates right now. So when they decrease the rates a year from now, most people don't look at their policies. Heck, most won't even know if they got an increase or a decrease. But come next year, when the decrease isn't what it was, it's not really promised. The insurance industry has said, we've never promised anything. I said, well, that's part of the problem. CPAN and our provider counselor, the MBIPC, we're trying to hold it, you know, strong to where if we're going to give $500 million back
right.
to the people of Michigan, then that $500 million should come back on and at least by rates, if not by anything else. But the insurance industry is just upping the ante, and we're just, you know, it's just not good business practice for the insurance industry, because we're going to just let people know the collateral damage that's happening from this.
And I want to tell folks here, John Kornack with me from the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, and I want to tell people, John, recently you invited me. You said, you know, Steve, the way that we make this real to people is we go do stories and we introduce the listeners and people online and social media to actual people that have survived these accidents. And so you invited me to go on the road and meet some of these people, real stories, if you will, a reality tour of Michigan No Fault,
right.
if you will. So we're going to do that in the weeks to come here. And you're going to kind of be our host, and I'll be there to facilitate along with you. So I'm looking forward to this, to seeing people that have been through not only as providers, as victims, as family members, the whole picture, right?
I think it's going to be a fantastic time with you. And it's really about the fantastic time with the communities that are going to be affected. A lot of times, you know, someone gets injured and they're kind of lost in the community. What we need to do is bring them out and say, these are the folks that this fund has helped. This model of care has been amazing for these people. And I think we need to be reminded about the value of this actual product. And I think the auto insurance in Michigan is unique, but it's also uniquely amazing. And so this reality tour will just remind the people on the ground what it's all about. I mean, sometimes we get caught up in the language and the promises and the lies and the vetoes and the not vetoes. The reality, Steve, I just want to get out and talk to people about here's what's really going to happen. So you make your best choices. Let's cut through the chase.
And so when you invited me, John, to take it out on the road and meet these people and share with the listeners and share with everybody that we can, whether it's on the radio or on social media, the impact, the place that these people hold in the community, we're going to do that. And it's going to be something very different. And I appreciate the invitation. I had to say yes. So in the weeks to come, I just tell you all listening, in the weeks to come, John and I will be out on the road talking to some different people, care providers, victims, their families, all of it, to try to paint for you a complete picture of what's really at stake here. And so I appreciate it, John, as I always do, John Kornack from the Eisenhower Center, but some really special stories we're going to see real soon together. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. John Kornack. So in order to understand, we want to just put the picture together for you. I think that's fair for everybody to be on the same page. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Dudley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.